At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
3 o'clock hour. Hockman and Crowder program. You want to start with some cat talk this hour, Solana? I complained about the Cats game when we started the show. Let's have a little cat talk here. Cat talk.
Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. The Panthers would give up 3 goals in the third period yesterday. They were kind of robbed, too, because they scored a goal and then it was taken off the board. That ended their 6-game win streak. Stupid Bruins get the victory. They play tomorrow. Maple Leafs won on Sunday or Monday? What was yesterday? Tuesday? They won on Monday. So they play tomorrow at Toronto. Panthers have 83 points atop the Atlantic Division. Maple Leafs, with a game in hand, have 81 points. So right behind them, it's a battle for first place, essentially, in the Atlantic Division tomorrow in Toronto.
Does NFL free agency actually start at 4 o'clock that day?
Yes, officially begins today.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
At 4. So all those deals have just been agreements.
Gotcha.
They can, you know, put pen to paper or paper to pen, whatever, coming up at 4.
No, you put pen to paper.
Put paper to pen.
Wouldn't make any sense.
You hold the paper and rub it on the pen?
I mean, that's terribly difficult. Is that the way you write?
Paper to pen.
I have to tell you what Joe Shad tweeted out. This is funny. So this is NFL backup quarterbacks' average annual salaries. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who is, do you want to guess, who is the highest paid backup quarterback in the NFL? Solana, you're lighting up. You know.
I think it's Daniel Jones, because I know what he just got paid.
It is not Daniel Jones.
Wow.
And Daniel Jones is getting $14 million a season as a backup.
Well, he's supposed to fight Anthony Richardson for the starting job.
And when you have a rookie on a rookie contract, I'm guessing you can spend that much on a backup.
Yeah,
I was just going to say it has to be a team with a young quarterback because you can't go 14 and 40.
Well, it is, and it's also a quarterback that was supposed to be a starter.
Deshaun Watson?
No, it's Kirk Cousins, who's making $45 million as the backup quarterback. Where's he? Atlanta, I think, right? Yeah. Atlanta,
yeah.
But here
he was terrible last year.
Aside from Cousins, Daniel Jones, $14 million. Gardner Minshew, $12.5 million. Who got Gardner Minshew?
Are you sure he signed somewhere? I didn't see that.
Well, that's what Joe Shad has listed.
Or what he's due to make.
Maybe.
What he was making. Because Gardner's not on the team. I haven't seen anything.
Oh, is he on the Raiders? I thought he got cut by the Raiders. Maybe they haven't cut him until the league year begins.
Oh, I got you.
But I'm almost certain. I'll double check here. But I'm almost certain Gardner Minshew is going to be a free agent. Like, he's going to be available.
Marcus Mariota, $8 million. Jarrett Stidham, $6 million. Tyrod Taylor, $6 million. Zach Wilson, $6 million. Davis Mills, $5 million. Jimmy Garoppolo, $4.5 million. Andy Dalton, $4 million. Oh, see, he's got on here Jameis Winston, $4 million. So he is doing previous team and contract.
Yeah.
And Josh Dobbs, $4 million.
Yeah, that backup quarterback, good ones are about to get close to double digits, which was crazy. When I played, backup quarterbacks were everybody made $1 million a year. You didn't pay a backup quarterback.
Wasn't Matt Moore, though, at some point making like $10 million a year as the Dolphins backup, or am I making that up?
I don't remember that.
I may be making that up.
Well, Jay Cutler, remember Ryan Tannehill went down in training camp, tore his ACL. So Jay Cutler, was it $16 million that they paid him?
But like he was the starter.
Yeah.
He was the starter. I mean, he came in to start.
Yeah.
What an era that was.
What an era. What about the era of 23 quarterbacks that we went through since Marino? Goodness gracious.
And you still got people complaining that they want to get back to that. They want to get back to that kind of quarterback situation. Not happy with Tua.
Think about working all week knowing Tyler Thigpen's your starter. Just live my pain, fellas.
Crowder yesterday, Hawk, I don't know if you caught this. At one point, he said something about Sage Rosenfels where he's like, you know, at least I had confidence in Sage Rosenfels when he'd go, you know, into the locker room. Bro, all you've told us for the past couple of years is that Sage Rosenfels is a big bum. Like, where did that come from yesterday?
No, he never said that about Sage Rosenfels.
Sage wasn't the bum. It was Joey Harrington that was the bum.
That's right.
Trent Green, I have, you know what? Because I keep notes, paper notes. I got my paper notes, and it says ketosis on it, the biggest word.
I've got my first piece of paper ever. I don't even know why I have it.
You got your paper notes?
Yeah.
Trent Green, when he came, double knee braces, arm sleeves, he was 116. But he gave you some kind of confidence. Sage was in there like, he'd come to the defense and be like, hey, y'all, listen, I got y'all. Don't worry about it. Like, that's what it did. The Joeys, the John Becks, I throw Zach Wilson in with Joey Harrington, John Beck type personalities where you're just around him in the cafeteria. And you're looking over, and the defense is like, bro, this little square joker, man, I don't know if he's going to do nothing for us. Sage had a little stake to him now. It was another big head white boy that had like the Drago off Rocky IV haircut that had some stink to him too, but I can't think about his name.
In your era?
It was in my era. He coached. I cannot even Google who. I wanted to put him on my Trent Green list. I couldn't even Google who it was.
He was on the Dolphins, though?
He was on the Dolphins. He had a Drago from Rocky IV haircut. He had blonde hair. He was about 6'5", 6'6". And he just, like, he gave you confidence even though you knew he wasn't that good.
What year do you think that was?
Gus Frerot. Gus Frerot.
Not Gus for Gus Rott had dark hair. Me and Gus are cool. Gus has been on the show. Sage was a little pleasant. Gus had a little like old Italian to him. It was another. He was a big blockhead white boy. He had a Drago haircut.
John Beck?
And we really thought, like, what's his name?
John Beck?
He said John Beck.
John Beck.
John Beck was a virgin. Shaking and soaking.
Yeah, John Beck was a virgin when he got to the Dolphins. I don't want to play with none of them.
He's Mormon. He was shaking and soaking.
I wanted somebody that done soaked and shaked himself.
Joey Hanos.
Nope.
He wasn't a quarterback. Man, You're talking about a quarterback, right? I tried to find a quarterback.
Joey Hanos. Was he a tight end? He was terrible.
Yeah, I think so.
He was terrible. He was big and goofy.
Was on the Levitard show. I think we did, you know, the Hey Jude. Hey, I think we made a song. Hey Hanos. Brock Heward.
And he coaches now? Is that him?
I don't know. But thank you, Ricky Bartle, friend of mine, who just texted that in. Brock Heward. I think that is who you're talking about, Brock Heward.
Hold on, let me type him in.
I don't even remember him.
And that's what I'm saying. It's craziest thing. Brock Heward wasn't that good, but he gives you the confidence. He coached. Dad, is that Brock Heward? No, that's not the big. He looks like him. He's a big box head white boy. I'm gonna find it out. I'm gonna text Ronnie Brown.
All right, that'll be write that down on your show notes. Let's get headlines here,
white boy,
because Clay Ferrero is gonna join us this hour. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
If you're looking for a big blockhead white boy, Brock is a good name to start with.
100%. And Heward is a good name to end with.
I'm going to find him.
Brendan Tobin. That's a big blockhead white guy, isn't it?
He is.
Yeah. You do headlines, Solana, and I'm going to read random names from the 2007 Dolphins roster.
Looking forward to it. Heat play the Clippers tonight, 8 p.m.
I'm going to find him now.
8 p.m. The Bruins obviously beat the Cats yesterday. They're at the Leafs tomorrow, as we mentioned. Inter Miami, they play the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow. No word if Donovan Mitchell will play.
I was half paying attention, yeah. And it took me a while to process what you were saying, because I remember talking about the Cavaliers yesterday,
yeah.
But that's the Jamaican team, not the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, but you guys aren't paying attention either.
I know. I'm looking at the 07 Dolphins. I get such a kick out of this.
And I'm half convinced the listeners don't pay attention to me during headlines either. So really, I could just say anything up here.
Remember Rex Hadnot?
I love Rex Hadnot. That was who Rex Hadnot and Vernon Carey tried to dump Keith Traylor because they made fun of somebody's mom was blind, and they made fun of their blind mom and almost fought on a plane ride.
Mm-hmm. Well, funny is funny. And what'd you call him, Rex Hobnob?
Hadnot.
That's not his real name, right?
Let me see who this guy was.
Rex Hadnot, yeah.
Hadnot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yep. He was a hell of a guard, too. He could play ball.
But he's a blockhead white boy?
Rex Hadnot?
No. Rex Hadnot is a black dude. Huh.
He was black?
Rex Hadnot was black. Guaranteed.
I would guess white.
We were in diamonds together.
The whole time I was rooting for the wrong guy out there. Hey, Laurie, get rid of my Rex Hadnot jersey.
Any of you guys see...
Man, this 06 Dolphins roster. Man. Jeremiah Bell, Marty Booker, David Bowens, Ronnie Brown, Vernon Carey, Kevin Carter, Chris Chambers, damn. Channing Crowder, Dante Culpepper.
How, We were on the front of ESPN that year, 06. We're about to win the AFC when Pep got
Bonnie
there.
Holiday, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, Donnie Spragan, Will Allen.
Yep. Kevin Carter. We had a squad.
Ronnie Brown, Marty Booker, Chris Chambers, Joey Harrington, of course. Rex Hadnott.
Mac. Randy McMichael was there. Vern, All-American, Rex Hadnott. Well, we could have done something.
Neo Foniti.
We didn't talk. I don't know who that is.
It's not surprising, though, Crowder, that the Dolphins were stacked. At that point, the Dolphins missing multiple playoff appearances in multiple seasons was like incomprehensible. That didn't happen with the Miami Dolphins. They were still viewed as like this stable powerhouse in the NFL, no?
Not in the 2006, because they had that one season, but it was like they were still, you didn't want to admit that they were a disaster, but they were a disaster.
Really?
It was, honestly, I had this conversation recently, I don't know, a couple months ago. The defense was always good. So yes. It went from Dan Marino's offense to not having, we couldn't stop anybody. And then you got ZT, JT, like the defense, Sam and Patton. Also, the defense got real, real good. And we were waiting for the offense to catch up. My first 2 years, we were top five in defense. But we couldn't score any damn points. And then that's why the thought of 06 when Pep got there, Marty Booker, Chris Chambers, Randy McMichael, Ronnie Brown, Ricky Williams, and now Dante Culpepper, that was supposed to be the breakthrough year where we can score points and stop people. But it never worked out. I was living in it. Like, I told you, 06, everybody came to, like, OTAs. We thought we were about to win the Super Bowl.
That's
and
Brock
then
Ewart.
We were like, nope, okay. It's not Brock Ewart.
Well, that is Brock Ewart.
Is that his? He got old. Is that a recent picture?
I don't know. I have no idea. Image search Brock Ewart.
And what, you think you got younger?
Man, I look good. I'm aging like a banana. And Brock is too, if that's his picture currently.
Well, if the goal was a blockhead white dude, I mean
that
go.
Guy fits the bill.
Man.
Listen. 06. Everyone in the facility thought we were about to win a ring. I'm not going to lie.
So did the fans.
We were about to go.
And we had Saban, Dante right? Culpepper? That was the Saban year.
That was Saban. We had to run late in 05. 06, we went and got Pep. We had weapons. We had a top five defense. Like, it was lined up for us to go win a Super Bowl. And then Culpepper's knee was trash. If you keep showing me a picture of Brock Ewart, I'm going to punch you in the face.
No, that's not Brock Ewart. Clay Ferraro has signed in for his segment in the next segment.
I'm going to find out the blockhead white boy's name. We had some confidence in him.
Are you talking about Chad Henne?
No, it's not Chad. He coaches now. I'm going to find him.
Because Chad Henne, also blockhead white boy.
Is he a blockhead?
Bro. Chad Henne's head literally Chad. Is a square.
Mm.
Chad came in with the confidence of Dan Marino. When the Jets gave us Chad, Chad came in and we weren't, I don't think we wanted to think, thought we were going to do the Wildcat Super Bowl thing, but Chad came in. Chad was throwing parties at his house. His wife was cooking for us. We were getting tattoos. We were bringing over exotic dancers to his house out in Weston. It was crazy.
Is it Damon Heward?
Could have been Damon Heward.
Were you making a... What? It could be, right?
No, Damon Heward was on the Dolphins as well. Yeah. They were brothers.
Yeah.
Damon Heward's 52 years old.
Yeah, everyone gets older. I don't know. This seems to be a novel concept to you.
How How can I play at 41 with a guy that's 52?
Well, no one really believes you're 41, if you want to be honest. They're a little leaguer out of the Dominican.
Have you seen my skin lately?
Yeah, it looks like a sausage link.
I exfoliate. You see how beautiful I am?
They have breaking news on ESPN. It says Jets releasing Aaron Rodgers after 4 p.m. today. That would be funny if they didn't release him. They just kept him on the team, and now you're the backup for Justin Fields. Sometimes you got to do something that's funny. Do something funny, Jets.
Hey, listen, that damn, what's his name? Woody Johnson, he don't know what's going on. He might just try something new.
Right? Why not?
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. It's a nice afternoon in South Florida. It's in the 70s. It'll drop down maybe even into the 50s in parts of South Florida tonight. That's your weather.
Josh McCown? Thinking of him?
It might be McCown's.
Because he did become a coach, I think.
Yes. He played for the Dolphins, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, but like.
Oh, wait.
Didn't he get injured real quick or something?
Wait. Yeah, practice squad member only.
He was the backup at some point. Like, he had so much swag. We wanted him to start. That was 08. If he got in the game, you would be so confident in him. He has an aura that you love. That was the guy. That was one of the guys. I was mad he didn't start. Put Chad on the bench. Put in McCown.
You will never believe why he didn't play for the Dolphins. I don't remember this at all. This is unbelievable.
I think it was like a unicycle accident or something. Like, it was a silly injury.
It's genuinely the funniest thing ever, considering Crowder's talking about his aura. McCown, February 29, 2008, signed a two-year contract worth $6.25 million with the Dolphins. A chance to compete for the starting job factored into his decision to sign with Miami. Prior to training camp in July, McCown needed 6 stitches in his throwing hand's index finger. He was holding firewood, and his brother Luke accidentally grazed Josh's finger with a chainsaw.
Yeah, that happens.
On August 4th, the Dolphins released their depth chart, and Josh McCown was listed as the starter over John Beck and Chad Henne. However, Sperano said that Beck and Henne had not been ruled out. McCown played the first preseason game and then did not play again. He was traded to the Panthers.
That's why his name was on my mind when we talked about backups. Chad Henne was a square. John Beck was a virgin. Josh McCown was the dude as the third stringer, and we all wanted Josh McCown to be the guy, and he never played. Josh McCown, that's my man. I got to DM Josh McCown. I like Josh McCown.
Get my Rex hat, not jersey back, Laura. I'm back in. I don't know. Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment. Talk a little basketball and football with Clay. Don't go anywhere.
That is literally, I think, my favorite segment of all time, where we're looking for the guy who could save the Dolphins, and he didn't play because his brother chopped off his finger with a chainsaw.
It took us almost 20 years to come to the conclusion it was Josh McCown who could have saved the Dolphins.
I will marry Josh McCown.
There has been a lot of sports talk in this market for 20 years. No one has ever stumbled upon the actual answer, which is Josh McCown. His damn brother, Luke. Hey, learn how to use a chainsaw, jackass.
Josh McCown was the next Marino.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Before we get to Clay Ferrero here, there is no better time to download the Hard Rock Bet app than right now. Things are ramping up in hockey and basketball and soccer. You've got regular season baseball opening at the end of this month. I mean, MMA action going on. College basketball is heating up. It's tournament month. You don't want to go in blind. You start betting on the action today. The conference tournaments, and then maybe you'll find that underdog no one saw coming. And by the way, if you listen to this show, maybe you put my suggestions to use yesterday. Crowder missed out and Solana missed out. But I told you, parlay, Zion double-double with a James Harden double-double, plus 800 yesterday. We cashed that ticket. That was a good one. Zion ended up with a triple-double, which would have paid even more. Holy mackerel. But anyway, make sure you download the Hard Rock Bet app right now so that you can get in on the action. Try your first bet on any sport, no matter what sport you bet. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. It's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app now. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Clay Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You see Clay on Local 10 here in Miami. Hello, Clay.
Hello, Hawk. Are you going to go on the 10-day injured list for patting yourself on the back for all those good bets?
Listen, I talk plenty about the ones that don't do well. The other night, I talked Crowder into betting Khalil Ware over 9.5 points. He ended with 2 points on 1 of 7 shooting. So I was due. I was due.
Man. I love it.
It's an ugly Khalil Ware game, but I had that double-double yesterday. Zion Williamson, if he stayed healthy, would be the MVP of the league. You could say that, correct, Clay?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I think that may be a little bit much. I mean, he could be very, very good.
He's a double machine.
I understand. I feel like there are some other players who have already proven that they can do that on a consistent basis. But, you know, like always, we can't just, like, stay on level. We got to just take things a step too far.
I felt like that was
to my life.
I thought I was showing great restraint there.
I say Zion Williamson, if healthy, would be the league's MVP. And like you said,
I thought that was kind of an ordinary, everyday statement that most sports fans.
Yeah, you
make.
Said it like everybody can agree on this, right? Like it's obvious. Like a guy who is like never proven that he can stay healthy for more than like 30 games.
If he stays healthy, the triple double machine. He's the league MVP. I don't even think there's much debate over it.
No, I think everybody.
If I made more plays, I'd be a Hall of Famer.
That's right.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, let's talk a little football. Dolphins have an agreement with Zach Wilson. So the actual free agency period opens like in 20 minutes, Clay. But they have an agreement with Zach Wilson to be the backup quarterback. And I maintained throughout the offseason, to me, the most absolute important signing this offseason was going to be the backup quarterback. I think it's more important than offensive line. And I don't think they nailed it. Like, I don't think Zach Wilson nailed what my concerns were. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree. And I don't know that I would go as far as to say that it was the most important, because I feel like any backup quarterback, if you have to rely on him for an extended period of time, it's, you know, you're already going to be in trouble. And so I'd rather do everything you can to make sure you're not going that direction. But I mean, when I saw Zach Wilson, I was stunned. It just feels like, I mean, is he really better than Tyler Huntley? It just felt to me like you got to go for something that's more of a sure thing. And look, I know we're talking backup quarterbacks here, but you know, I would have been more comfortable obviously with a Jimmy Garoppolo, especially, you know, his knowledge of the system, and I'm not even a huge Jimmy G fan, but my goodness, it just feels like instead of trying to set a higher floor, which I think is what you really need with your backup quarterback, it almost feels like a reclamation project for Mike McDaniel. And I don't think for a team that is clearly like has win now mode. I mean, they have to be, right? Because of all the contracts they've given out. Why are you going reclamation project for a young quarterback instead of trying to establish a much higher floor if and when Tua gets hurt?
And Clay, do you trust Chris Greer with these 11 draft picks that he can get guys to start? Because we have the Austin Jacksons who's done okay, the Tuas, but we have the Igbinoganes who didn't work out here. Like, you go through his, you know, through his resume, and we've argued on the show a number of times about, is he good at this? Is he good at that? 11 draft picks this year. You can really turn your team around if you can find 3-4 starters in 11. Do you trust Chris Greer to find those guys?
Well, no, and I think that's really all you've got at this point, is you have to. And that's the thing that I've always maintained about the whole salary cap thing. And you know, I was born in Louisiana, still follow the New Orleans Saints, and everybody makes fun of them with their salary cap situation every year. But then they inevitably always end up signing guys. And it's because the salary cap really and manipulating the cap and your cap issues and all that, you really can always do what you want as long as you draft well. And I think that's the Saints have had problems the last few years drafting. And so this shell game that they do with the salary cap, it doesn't matter because you don't have those really good players on rookie contracts anymore to kind of fill the gaps there. Same problem with the Dolphins right now. You know, you don't want to let great players walk out of your building and go sign elsewhere for bigger contracts. You want to be able to draft the players, keep them in your building, because everybody else that you're bringing in, you can let go of the mediocre guys because you're bringing in draft picks with lower salaries to balance it out. The Dolphins haven't drafted well enough. And, you know, unless you have an elite level quarterback, like, and you know, this is not to get into a debate about where Tua ranks on the quarterback list in the NFL, but unless you've got a Josh Allen, unless you've got a Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and those teams have drafted fairly well, but you don't have the guy that is going to lift a subpar roster. I think Tua can do well when he's got a good roster around him, but unless you've got like that elite transcendent player, you really have to draft well around him, and the Dolphins simply haven't done it.
You make it sound like you think Josh Allen and Mahomes are better than Tua?
I mean, just like Zion Williamson is the MVP, I'm just joking. I feel like everybody.
Clay, I just want to see if I can catch him sleeping. Clay, it's Heat and Clippers tonight. What the hell is wrong with the Heat? They blew one to the Hornets the other night. They lost to a Bulls team that they probably should have won. They had a lead there the other night. I had another win on that one. I had Bulls plus 4.5 on that one, Clay. Talk about patting myself on the back. Yeah,
now you're going to tear the other shoulder from
But luckily, I laid off the Matas Buzelis over because I thought over 12.5 was just begging me to bet it, and I didn't. And I think he ended up with 10 that night. But regardless, what the hell is going on with the Heat? They just look rudderless.
I don't know. And I think that's what's really frustrating right now, is it's hard to pinpoint one exact thing. Because, you know, are they talented enough to be a top four team? No, but they're not this bad talent wise. They're just it's bad. And it just feels like, I think rudderless is the perfect word there. And that goes back to coaching. And I still think Eric Spoelstra is, you know, one of, if not the best coaches in the NBA. But for whatever reason right now, he can't find the mix. And it's not that we're talking about, and this is where kind of the straw man comes out sometimes, because he said something to the effect of, you can't expect to blow out every team, talking about blowing the big leads. Well, no, we're not expecting him to blow out every team, but don't blow 17-point leads to the Hornets and the Bulls. And, like, what I think is frustrating is that not only are they not good, they're somehow playing below, I think, their talent level. Because it's not that they're, you know, fighting for the fifth or sixth seed. They're fighting to stay ahead of the Bulls and the Hawks and just teams that, you know, I think you can look at objectively and say, all right, come on now. Like, you can at least do better than this. So I don't know what it is, guys. I do feel like they've lost their identity defensively at times. I feel like the blowing big leads thing is just such a – it's just bad. And, you know, I don't know how you fix that, and I'm sure if they had any sort of answer, they would have already done it.
And Clay, the other night with Bam hitting that corner three to keep the game close, and then Bam having another three to win the game, is that on Spo? And then, honestly, I'm mad that Terry Rozier was in the game, but now Terry Rozier was the number one guy to take the shot against Charlotte. Like, should I be mad at Spo, or what should upset me that Bam shooting threes and Terry Rozier has the ball in clutch time of the fourth quarters?
All of it, Channing, all of it. It's that, why is this what we're consistently going to? And, you know, be mad at the front office for not putting more options on the floor. And yet I do think that there are better options there than what they've gone to. It just feels like a whole lot of wrong. And one night it may be one thing, the next night it may be another thing. And I do feel like part of this is because they're just trying to throw stuff at the wall and see if something sticks. But it's getting a little too late, you know, and I think, again, if they're losing games, you know, losing a game to Minnesota, there's no shame in that. But when you're blowing these enormous leads over and over again and losing to teams that are lower than you talent-wise, that's where I have a real problem. And I think, you know, to your point, if it were just that they were losing to better teams consistently, okay, fine, then we can have the conversation about the front office. But when you're losing to teams that are also worse than you and consistently blowing enormous leads, that to me falls on coaching. And by the way, it also falls on the locker room. Like, at some point, somebody has to stand up and say, this isn't right. We can't – I don't care what it is. We got to go out there and figure out a way right now, because it's just not – it feels like it's not – hurting enough, because if not, somebody would have stood up and said something by now and flipped the switch.
Yeah, you don't lose that 17-point lead to Charlotte if, you know, they weren't as bothered as I think they should be. I'm with you, Clay. And nobody wants to talk about any positives right now, so I'm not necessarily asking about a positive, but everybody's talking about Kevin Durant, that he'd have to go after Kevin Durant in this offseason, and I'm game. I'm not against it. But what do you think of Andrew Wiggins in the short time we've seen of him? Because technically, Clay, you know, scoring-wise, he's giving you more than he was in Golden State. I just wonder, next to Bam and Hero, I know it's not producing wins, but what do you think of the fit thus far?
No, and I think it's a really good point, because it his performance has been a positive. And I think that's what makes this whole thing so frustrating, is if you had gone back to when the Jimmy Butler trade was made and said, okay, Andrew Wiggins was going to give you this, and talking about the numbers and also the presence and all that, you would have been like, man, this team's going to put something together and fun. So I think it's equally encouraging that he's playing this well and fitting this well, but also discouraging that they can't find out a way to do anything around it. And, you know, as far as the Kevin Durant stuff in the offseason, I get it. Like, I think you're kind of running out of answers, and maybe it is that you just need that elite number one scoring threat. And I do think that Durant next to Bam Adebayo would make a lot of sense. But man, there's something that just feels off right now. And I don't know if it's a heat culture thing that's just slipping, or something just feels off. And I don't know if you fix that with just bringing in one player. It feels like there's got to be some reflection there as far as why this keeps happening.
Well, there is one player you could bring in to fix it all next season. And I believe his name is Zion Williamson.
Goodness gracious, stop.
Perennial.
He's going to be available, Clay. He's going to be available.
And why is that? Why?
Because
would
he hasn't been around
MVP
heat culture. He is the epitome of a guy who could be fixed by the disappearing heat culture. He has been misused and abused in New Orleans, and he could thrive here.
I love how you snuck in disappearing heat culture, because
you mentioned that there does, but I don't feel like the guys that they have really are heat culture guys. Like, there is Jimmy Butler was when he first got here. Bam's a heat culture guy for sure, but there's no Udonis, there's no Dwayne Wade. I just think a lot of these guys who are on this team are turning out to be, you know, pick and place players that other teams do this all the, like, it's, this is foreign to us, but this is kind of the roster that they've put together. These are not, these aren't heat lifers, you know, Bam aside.
So, and sorry, I thought, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think you hit on something really interesting. And I forget who it was that was saying this about heat culture. And I can't remember if it was Riley or whoever it was. It said something that really stuck with me. It was, you know, this whole heat culture thing, we can't get out of you something that isn't already in there. And so to your point, maybe with part of this roster, some of the players, it's just not in there. And so you can, like, do everything. The feeling with heat culture, like, they'll basically tell you, look, we will give you every available resource to get the most out of yourself. We will have a coach there at all times to yell at you and put you through the paces and, like, make you go there. But if it's not in you to want to put in that work, and you don't have that dog in you, like, come late in games, we can't bring that out of you. And so maybe, Hawk, I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe you're right. Maybe it's just
and
not
I'm
in
right
there.
And I'm right about Zion, too. Just think about it.
Oh, yeah, let's just not. Wait, so, wait, you think it's there with Zion, who hasn't been able to show
no,
any of this? But
no,
it's not.
No.
Yes.
He has eat culture.
No.
Not heat culture, it's eat culture.
No, you just have to chip away sometimes at the exterior.
Mike B can rebrand instead of dos minutos, dos burritos.
Think of the marketing opportunities.
Have I missed eat culture before? Was that the first
but
time?
But even no joke, Clay, Tyler Hero, you can't blame him for not being 305 till you die when he's been, you know, on the trade market every season. Like, Bam, I get it, but that's about it, right? You know, so I think whatever you just said there about Pat Riley or whoever had said that, you're right on. Like, you can't just go, oh, now you're on the Heat, so you have heat culture. It's like, no, that heat culture gets exposed if you've got it in you. And we've had a great run of guys who had it, but right now they're just kind of void of that.
Yeah, no, I think maybe that really is the bottom line, that the DNA right now is just not there. And so if that's not there, then, you know, the only solution at that point is to blow it up. And I don't think just going out and giving a Kevin Durant fixes that immediately. It does feel like there's a lot more there. Eat culture. Right. That's just.
Yeah, that's good. That's got potential. All right, Clay, we love you, buddy.
Take care, guys.
There you go. Clay Ferreiro from Local 10. 4 o'clock hour is coming up next. 4 o'clock is when the actual NFL free agency begins. So we'll see if anybody had a change of heart. Hey, you never know. This is all, you know, agreed to. But until we see actual contracts signed and announcements made official, in the next 5-6 minutes. Anything can happen.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, beat it!
Hawk and Crowder.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.